And he said, Doug, just start gathering people and see what the Holy Spirit does. And so that's what we did. I actually didn't want to. I was afraid to, but my wife put up a Facebook event page and it said Learning to Lead Vision Night on Mount Washington. And we invited people to join us. And I think we had around 15 people come up on Mount Washington, and I cast vision. And I basically said, listen, we're going to connect and develop leaders, and we're going to follow them for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and we're going to teach them how to lead. And if we do that, and if we'll follow them, and they become leaders in every sector, and we teach them to lead for Christ, then we can make our city famous for God. And we prayed over our city, and we prayed over the leaders, and that was the official start of L3 Leadership. Hey, leader, and welcome to episode number 304 of the L3 Leadership Podcast, where we are obsessed with helping you grow to your maximum potential and to maximize the impact of your leadership. My name is Doug Smith, and I am your host, and today's episode is brought to you by my friends at Baratung Advisors. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here, and I hope that you'll enjoy our content and become a subscriber. And if you've been listening to us for a while, thank you so much, and it would mean the world to me if you would leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever app you listen to podcasts through. That really does help us to grow our audience and reach more leaders, so thank you in advance for that. And in today's episode, you're going to hear me share our story, our vision, and our values here at L3 Leadership and what we do. So if you've never engaged with L3 Leadership or you want to know more about how did we start and what do we do, this is the episode for you. I think it'll add a ton of value to your life. And I hope that after this, you actually take an action step and get involved with what we're doing here at L3 Leadership. This could be a year that changes your life. So make sure you get plugged in with what we do. But before we get into the episode, just a few announcements. This episode of the L3 Leadership Podcast is sponsored by Baratung Advisors. The financial advisors at Baratung Advisors help educate and empower clients to make informed financial decisions. You can find out how Baratung Advisors can help you develop a customized financial plan for your financial future by visiting their website at baratungadvisors.com. That's B-E-R-A-T-U-N-G advisors.com. Securities and investment products and services offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Baratung Advisors, LPL Financial, and L3 Leadership are separate entities. I also want to thank our sponsor, Henny Jewelers. They're a jeweler owned by my friend and mentor, John Henny. And my wife, Laura, and I got our engagement and wedding rings at Henny Jewelers, and we just loved our experience. And not only do they have great jewelry, but they also invest in people. In fact, for every couple that comes into their store engaged, they give them a book to help them prepare for marriage, and we just love that. So if you're in need of a good jeweler, check out hennyjewelers.com. Well, hey, leader, in this week's episode of the podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you our story, our vision, and our values. And it's something I get asked all the time. Where did L3 come from? What do you guys do? What do you believe in? And so I will answer all of those questions today. And let me just give you the background and the story of where we started. So as many of you know, I shared my story on the podcast not too many episodes ago, but really my life was going nowhere as a teenager, and I never thought that I'd amount to anything. And my mom died my senior year of high school. And through that experience, I reconnected with God and my whole life turned around, and I got around two mentors, primarily my father-in-law, Mike Stidell, and then a youth pastor named Larry Betancourt. And Larry had told me that I was a leader and that I had leadership potential. And he gave me a John Maxwell CD. And I still remember to this day, I put it in the CD player. I did not know there was any such thing as personal development. And I listened to the entire lesson and it blew me away. I actually transcribed the entire lesson from scratch because I didn't know it came with notes. And I called Larry and I said, give me everything you have on leadership. I want every CD that you have. And literally for 3 or 4 years, I would listen to John Maxwell 2 or 3 hours a night. While everyone else was out partying, I was listening to John Maxwell. And then Larry would also bring in leaders from our community, and he'd have them teach us that we were interning at a church, and he would have them teach us leadership lessons. And he would say, hey, if you guys connected with that leader, you should ask them out to coffee and ask them to mentor you. And he gave us this whole process for how to get mentors and be mentored. It was incredible. And so I started doing that, and I did that for about 10 years. And every month I was taking out different leaders and learning from them. And all of a sudden, after I'd met with so many leaders, all of my peers started saying, well, wow, Doug, you know, you get to meet with so many cool leaders. I wish I could. To which I always respond, you could if you just asked, but of course, no one wants to ask. And so I saw it as an opportunity. And so I thought, what if I record my conversations with these leaders and then put it on a podcast for everyone to listen to? So not only I could benefit from it, but then, you know, everyone that listens to it can as well. And so that's how the podcast was born in 2012. I recorded my first episode with my father-in-law, Mike, and it was awesome. And now we're over 300 episodes in, which is hard to believe. But that was kind of the beginning of L3 Leadership. I actually called it the Learning to Lead podcast when I started. And I did the podcast for 2 or 3 years. And then I got around this vision in Pittsburgh about making Pittsburgh famous for God. And in the 1960s, there was a group of leaders who were praying over Mount Washington. And one of the mentors there basically got a word from God that one day, our city, Pittsburgh, would be more famous for God than steel. And as a result of that, the leaders on that platform all committed to going after that vision together. And as a result of that, they basically just said, hey, we're going to connect and develop leaders and follow them for 5, 10, 15, 20 years at a time. And if we do that, and if we teach them to lead well and lead for Christ, then we can win our city for God over the course of time. And so that's what they started doing. And out of that movement, literally, I think there's over 60 or 70 organizations that were birthed from leaders. They would basically just say, hey, what are the needs of our city and how can we meet them? And then they would appoint leaders to start organizations to meet that need. And there's all kind of nonprofits and churches in Pittsburgh as a result of that. Well, I started getting around that vision. And again, that was from the 1960s. And I felt like my wife and I, Laura, we were supposed to do something about that. We were supposed to do for our generation what Reed Carpenter, who is the founder of that movement, did for his generation. And so I called Reed up and I spent an hour and a half on the phone with him. And I just said, Reed, I want to do what you did for your generation, for my generation. What should I do? And he said, Doug, just start gathering people and see what the Holy Spirit does. Just start gathering people and see what the Holy Spirit does. And so that's what we did. I actually didn't want to. I was afraid to, but my wife put up a Facebook event page and it said Learning to Lead Vision Night on Mount Washington. And we invited people to join us. And I think we had around 15 people come up on Mount Washington and I cast vision. And I basically said, listen, we're going to connect and develop leaders and we're going to follow them for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And we're going to teach them how to lead. And if we do that, and if we'll follow them and they become leaders in every sector and we teach them to lead for Christ, then we can make our city famous for God. And we prayed over our city and we prayed over the leaders. And that was the official start of L3 Leadership. And as a result of that, we started mastermind groups and everything else that I'll talk about. And it's been about a 7-year journey since. But that is really how L3 started. And people always ask, you know, what does L3 stand for? It stands for learn, launch, and lead. And we believe leaders are in a constant cycle of that, that leaders should always be learning, always be launching whatever the dreams are in their heart, and then always be leading in their communities and leading where they're at. So that's the cycle that we try to keep leaders in. So that's where the L3 came from. I'm not great with coming up with names. But I was sitting with my father-in-law one day and he just said, you know what you guys do? You help people learn, launch, and lead. And I thought, okay, I like that. I like that. And then I just said, hey, there's three L's. Let's just call it L3 Leadership. So, and that's really the story of how we were birthed. And so what I want to spend the rest of today's lesson on is really sharing with you what our vision is as an organization, what our values are, and what we actually do to accomplish our mission. And then I'm going to ask you to join us at the end. And so let me just tell you a little bit about our vision and our mission. So our vision here at L3 Leadership is this. We want to change the world by gathering, connecting, and developing leaders. We want to change our world by gathering, connecting, and developing leaders. We believe when we do those three things that we can change the trajectory of a leader's life. If we can gather them, if we can connect them with other leaders, and we can help them develop, then as a result, we'll help transform that leader's life and that family's family will be transformed, that leader's organization will be transformed, that leader's neighborhood could be transformed, that leader's city could be transformed, that leader's state could be transformed, that leader's nation could be transformed, and ultimately that leader could transform the world, all because we decided to gather, connect, and develop leaders. We are so passionate about this. I say it every week on the podcast that we are obsessed with helping leaders grow to their maximum potential and maximize the impact of their leadership. It's why we do what we do. We believe that everything gets better when a leader gets better. And so that's why L3 Leadership exists. And now I want to focus on our core values, and we have five core values at L3 Leadership, the first of which is, should be no surprise, is leadership. We believe that everything rises and falls on leadership, and as I already mentioned, we believe that everything gets better and everybody wins when a leader gets better. And so we feel like we have a unique calling to invest in leaders' lives, because we believe that when you invest in a leader, you're not just investing in one person, but you're investing in everyone that that leader influences. And so we believe the way that we can make the greatest impact in the world is by investing in leaders. And not just leaders, but our own leadership. We do everything we can to grow our leadership capacity and our leadership ability as well. Our second core value is community. I talk about this all the time, and I say it all the time, but we believe that no leader should ever do life alone, ever, but in community. I'll say it again. No leader should ever do life alone, but in community. It's why we believe that every leader needs to be in a mastermind group. It's why we offer mastermind groups, to give people and leaders a place that they can have community in. Because I've seen it too many times. I'm 36 years old. I see people get married, they start to have kids, and all of a sudden they're in total isolation. They have no one to do life with, no one to hold them accountable, no one to walk them through hard times. And it's detrimental in leaders' lives. And so we want to solve this problem at L3 Leadership, which is why we want to get every leader that we influence in a mastermind group. You should never do life alone, but in community. Our third core value is character. Character. We say it often, but we believe that the most important development is character development. We don't just want to develop leaders so you can go up the corporate ladder, get promoted, sit in a corner office, and say, hey, I'm a great leader. We want to develop leaders of character who make it to their finish line, whose character is more important than anything else that they do. And now that we've shared our story, our vision, and our values, I want to talk to you about what I want a leader's life to look like after they've experienced L3 leadership. And then I'm going to talk to you about how we actually accomplish this. But here's my list of what I want your life to look like after you engage in our content and in our programming. One, I want you to be fully known, fully loved, and fully challenged. What does that mean? I want you to have a community where you are fully known, where you can come to and be yourself, whether you're going through an incredibly difficult time or you're having the time of your life and you're having more success than you ever thought possible. We want you to have a place where you're fully known, but not just fully known, but fully loved, that you'll be loved, that you can actually be vulnerable and loved where you're at, and then fully challenged. Fully challenged. I love this because sometimes we think about love and what we need, and sometimes we think we need a hug and a pat on the back, when in reality, what we need is a slap in the face. And I've certainly had that happen many, many times in mastermind groups, where I'll bring up an issue and I'm hoping that people will encourage me and they'll just hit me with reality. But it's exactly what I needed. And so I don't want to just be fully known and fully loved. I also want to be fully challenged. And we want every leader to experience that in their lives through L3 Leadership. We want them to be transformed. We want them to have a story to tell. Hey, here is my life before I connected with L3 Leadership. Here's my life now. And here's how it's been transformed. And we want them living intentionally. Again, it's one of our values. What does that look like? We want every one of our leaders to have a life plan. That's how we start off our curriculum in mastermind groups. Everyone has to develop a life plan. We want them to be able to set goals and review them quarterly, and then actually follow up every single quarter to see the progress that they made and have accountability around that goals with those goals with the community that they're a part of. We want them to be journaling. We developed an entire journaling course because we think it's such an important practice in a leader's life. We want leaders to be doing year-end reviews, actually reflecting on and reviewing on the lessons that they learned in the year prior so they can make better adjustments going into the year ahead. We want them to know their purpose and are making a difference. Do you know how many leaders don't know what their purpose is? Tons. And so we want to help leaders find their purpose and follow that. We want them to become increasingly self-aware through assessments and accountability and through peer groups. So many leaders are not self-aware. Have any of you ever met a person without self-awareness, or a leader without self-awareness? It's one of the most frustrating things in the world, but they exist. They're everywhere. We want to deal with that problem too. We want every leader to be self-aware. We want leaders to be prioritizing their family over work. Big focus on leading your family if you have one. We obviously want them to become better leaders in whatever their organization is, but not just at work, also at home. We want them to be bigger on the inside than they are on the outside. That goes back to character. We want them to be creating the world the way it ought to be. We want them to be making a difference in the world. Leadership's not just about getting a title and making money. It's about making a difference in the lives of others. That's what we care about. We want them to create the world the way it ought to be. They're multiplying. This is why we invest in leaders. Leaders don't just hold things in. They actually go out and invest in other leaders as well. So we want to multiply a leader's influence. We want leaders to not be able to imagine their life before L3 Leadership. We want them to say, I wish I would have had this 5 years ago. I wish I would have had this 10 years ago. And then a bonus. And again, this is just a bonus, but I would say that they know Christ. And that's what we want a leader's life to look like after they've engaged with us here at L3 Leadership. And so how do we do that? We do it by doing four things. The first thing we do is we have the L3 Leadership podcast. It's hard to believe, but it was over 10 years ago that I started the podcast, and here we are now 300 episodes later, and we're more committed now than we've ever been to bringing you excellent weekly content to help you grow to your maximum potential and to maximize the impact of your leadership. And so look for more great content this year. If you've not subscribed to our YouTube channel or subscribed to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever app you listen to podcasts through, please do that. And hey, if an episode impacts your life, please share it with a friend, share it with another leader that you think it would encourage. That really does help us grow our audience and reach more leaders. So thank you in advance for that. And again, thanks for being a part of the podcast. And the second thing that we do is we do mastermind groups. And I mentioned them earlier, but if you're unfamiliar with what mastermind groups are, they're simply groups of 6 to 12 leaders that meet together on a consistent basis for at least 1 year in order to set and achieve goals together, hold each other accountable, and to do life together. And I say it all the time, but I've been in mastermind groups now for 7 years, and they've been the single greatest source of growth in my life. I'm so grateful for the mastermind groups that I've been a part of. And the whole goal of our mastermind groups are to give you a community where you are fully known, fully loved, and fully challenged. And our goal with mastermind groups this year is we want to have 24 groups launched and filled by the end of the year. And so right now we have 14 groups. We still have spots available in some of those groups. So if you're interested in learning more about joining one of our mastermind groups, you can go to l3leadership.org/masterminds, and you can see all the groups that are available. We're also always looking for facilitators. So if you're looking to take your leadership to the next level and you would like to facilitate a group, we train you and give you absolutely everything that you need to run and launch your own mastermind group and add value to 6 to 12 leaders for a year. I'm telling you, it'll be one of the most rewarding things that you do. But leader, let me just say this again. You need to do life in community and not alone. So please, please, please hear me. Please get in a mastermind group. It'll be the best thing that you do for your personal growth and for your leadership. The third thing that we do is we have a partnership here in Pittsburgh with the Pittsburgh Leadership Foundation. The Pittsburgh Leadership Foundation was actually started as a result of those gentlemen that I talked about in the 1960s that prayed over the city of Pittsburgh. And they started this organization called the Pittsburgh Leadership Foundation, which has a very rich history here in Pittsburgh. And we partner with them by putting on 2 leader collaborative experiences. We have a leaders collaborative experience for experienced leaders, and then we have an emerging leader collaborative as well. And these programs run in person here in Pittsburgh, and they are 3-month commitments each. We meet on 2 days each month. And it's a place where you can actually grow your leadership capacity and skill set. The training that we use in the programs are phenomenal. It's from an organization called DDI. So it's world-class training. And you also have an opportunity to network with some of Pittsburgh's greatest leaders. And so we've been doing those for 2 years now. We've had several cohorts go through. And it's just been so much fun to be able to invest in leaders in that way and hear the life change that's taken place. So again, you can go to our website at l3leadership.org and just click on the button collaboratives, and you can learn more about each of those. But if you're in the Pittsburgh area, I can't encourage you enough to get connected with a collaborative. It'll change your life. And then the fourth and final thing we do to gather, connect, and develop leaders is we have an annual one-day conference called L3 One Day. Now, we've only had it 1 year so far because in 2020 and 2021, we had to cancel them due to COVID. But we are back on this year for our makeup conference in 2022 on April 1st. At Allison Park Church. It's going to be an incredible conference. Again, it's a one-day conference, and we do have tickets available, so you can get more information at L3 One Day. We have Jeff Henderson, the author of the book 4, coming in. He's going to be our keynote speaker, and we have many other speakers lined up. And again, the whole point of L3 One Day is to put on a conference where you can grow your leadership, grow your network, and grow your future. We believe that amazing things can happen if we just gather leaders together in one room and connect them, because we say this all the time, but we truly do believe that you are one connection away from changing your destiny. And that's why it's so important for us to gather leaders. And so this will always be our annual gathering to bring our community together to connect, learn, and grow together. And so those are the 4 things that we do here at L3 Leadership. That's how we grow and develop leaders. And listen, if you're not engaged already in what we do, there's several ways you can get involved. One, again, you can subscribe to the podcast and get weekly content. It is free and it will always be free. The second thing is you can join or launch your own L3 Leadership Mastermind group. I've talked about those. You need to be in one. The third thing you could do to connect with us is get into one of the leaders collaboratives with the Pittsburgh Leadership Foundation. And then the fourth is attend L3 one day on April 1st. I would love to meet you in person, say hello, and just do life with you. So, and the last way that you can get involved with what we're doing here at L3 Leadership is, one, you can be a part of our team. We're always looking for new team members to help us do what we do. I could not do all of this by myself. We have a great team around us. But if you feel like you want to be a part of what we're doing here at L3 Leadership on a volunteer basis, or maybe even a team basis one day, reach out to me at dougsmith@l3leadership.org. I need help in lots of areas to accomplish what God's put in our heart. And so we'd love for you to be a volunteer or team member with us. And secondly, is you may want to be a sponsor. Maybe you're a business owner listening to this. If you want to partner with what we're doing financially, that would be awesome. We need funds to actually do what we're doing. And so if you'd like to be a sponsor of the podcast or sponsor anything else that we're doing, reach out to me at dougsmith@l3leadership.org. I would love to connect with you. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our story, our vision, and our values and what we do. And just thank you for all of you who've been a part of the journey so far. Each of you mean the world to me, and I love hearing about what's happened in and through your life because of L3 Leadership. And for those of you who aren't familiar with us and just starting to get to know us, I hope that you'll dive in. I hope that you'll do one of the things I just mentioned of the ways that you can get involved. And I hope that I'll get to meet you one day, and I hope that we can make a big impact in your life. So let's go, leaders. Let's go impact the world together and make the world a better place by gathering, connecting, and developing leaders. Well, hey, leader, thank you so much for listening to my lesson on our story, our vision, and our values. I hope that it got you excited about L3. I know I'm fired up about the year. And more importantly, I hope that you'll take action. I hope that you'll take a next step. I hope that you'll subscribe to the podcast, join a mastermind, and all the other things that I discussed. But get plugged in this year, leader. Don't let another year go by without doing something intentional for your growth. Get connected. It could be the year that changes everything for you. And if you want links to anything that I discussed, you can find those in the show notes at l3leadership.org/304. And leaders, always, I want to challenge you that if you want to 10x your growth this year, then you really do need to either launch or join an L3 Leadership Mastermind Group. Mastermind groups have been the greatest source of growth in my life over the last 7 years. And if you're unfamiliar with what they are, they're just simply groups of 6 to 12 leaders that meet together on a consistent basis to help each other go after their goals, hold each other accountable, and to do life together. So if you're interested in learning more about masterminds, go to l3leadership.org/masterminds. And as always, I like to end every episode with a quote, and I'll quote Carrie Newhoff. He said this, he said, "A rested you is a better you. Just ask your spouse, just ask your kids, ask your team." Very, very powerful. Are you taking time to rest, leaders? It's absolutely essential. Well, hey, Lauren, I love you so much. We believe in you. Keep leading, keep making a difference. The world needs your leadership.